From VOA, Learning English, this is the Technology Report. Broadband internet service can be costly. Some countries do not have the high-speed internet because of the cost involved. But Microsoft Corporation and other companies have found a way to bring low-cost, high-speed internet service to Ghana. They are turning to some very high and ultra-high frequency bands to do so. These bands are set aside for aircraft, television broadcast, and other communications. But the frequencies have yet to be used and are sometimes called white spaces. Sean Seeley is Chief Executive Officer of Spectralink Wireless. His company and Microsoft are partners. He says their program provides students in rural Ghana with internet service within 5 kilometers away from the university. The students get 10 to 20 times more than what they would get through mobile operators at the same price, he says. Mr. Seeley adds that some students might be buying 20 megabytes of data for about 30 U.S. cents. But the program provides one day of unlimited data for about 60 cents. The program combines Wi-Fi wireless technology with white space to provide internet access to Ghana. Recently, the program became the first of its kind to commercialize this kind of network or system. Sean Seeley says television white spaces can be thought of as super Wi-Fi. They can reach further than normal Wi-Fi and are less costly. Both Microsoft and Spectralink Wireless worked with Ghanaian officials to get use of the unused television frequencies. Frank McCosker directs the program for Microsoft. He says the program is part of the company's $75 million For Africa initiative. Mr. McCosker says he wants the program to accelerate some certain actions within Africa. The actions include investing in new businesses and new technologies. They also include training and partnerships with businesses in a number of countries, including Tanzania, South Africa, Kenya, and Namibia. Mr. McCosker says the program works to find different ways to make internet service more affordable. He says they are working to provide internet connectivity in parts of countries which are not connected at all. Mr. Seeley says he expects internet service costs to drop in the area as white space connectivity becomes more available. Spectralink Wireless now plans to take white space internet access to Nigeria, Ivory Coast, and Cameroon. Mr. Seeley says Spectralink Wireless has worked on this technology for the past 3 years. They partnered with Microsoft over a year ago. Mr. Seeley says the companies have achieved something that is unique, and we hope that we will grow it massively in the next few years, so everybody can get affordable access to broadcast internet, which will change lives. And that's the VOA Learning English Technology Report. For more technology stories, go to our website, learningenglish.voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Evans.